The Watson Weekly Podcast is sponsored by Miracle. Growth isn't just about speed, it's about direction. Miracle gives you the infrastructure to scale smarter, not faster, with a marketplace, dropship, retail media, and seller platform, powered by AI and built for what's next. Check out the fine folks at Miracle for more. Miracle.com. It's October 6, 2025. And this is the Watson Weekly, your essential e-commerce digest. Today on our show, ChatGPT is actually the ultimate in influencer-driven commerce. And OpenAI times Stripe Agentic Commerce Protocol has the makings of a Silicon Valley catfight. And finally, the Investor Minute, which contains five items this week from the world of venture capital, acquisitions, and IPOs. But first, in our shopping cart full of news, ChatGPT is actually the ultimate in influencer-driven commerce. You don't have to believe in fully autonomous agentic to believe the future will be influenced by LLMs and agents. You really just need to believe that users spend time there, that users trust the output, and that users will make decisions based on the results. In this sense, ChatGPT isn't a marketplace at all. It's a trusted colleague whose entire job it is to influence you, one that happens to pass the Turing test with flying colors. In another sense, it's a marketplace just like they all are, servicing brands that are good enough to scheme, scam, or increasingly buy their way into the results. Think about this. We have known about the power of reviews or user-generated content in commerce for decades now. Influencer-driven commerce has similarly seen a rise since the advent of YouTube, more recently TikTok. Authenticity is appreciated. The marketplace side of ChatGPT? It's actually kind of a little meh. Worse than Amazon, probably even worse than Google's many previous checkout attempts. But it may not matter. Why? We simply know what the formula already is for a great marketplace: price, selection, and logistics. As a result, ChatGPT is not threatening, in my view, the scaled marketplaces. For the things you need soon, the value of a marketplace flywheel is not diminished by ChatGPT. It only increases. Even if you use ChatGPT to influence what you buy, it will likely influence where you buy less than you might think. Your wants are likely another matter entirely. Who's first on the chopping block, however? Bad retail, in my mind. Actually, it's always bad retail. Also, I don't feel the smallest brands will benefit that much. Why? No trust signals. People want the top, the best, the fastest, and the answer for our ultimate influencer or ChatGPT will be according to what criteria, using what data. For that, it will seek proof, which of course it may not find. As a result, in the short term, I do expect it will be used for medium to large-sized brand discovery, which will be short-term purchased on marketplaces. For small brands, once you get traction, it could certainly fan the flames of your flywheel. But don't expect it to solve your cold start problem, because you can't get social proof without purchases, and you can't get purchases without social proof. People want to buy what works. Strap in. We are only setting the field for agentic commerce now. The real battles are still many innings away and cannot yet be predicted. But here's what you already know. People buy from those they know, like, and trust. ChatGPT could help you get known if there's already a reason to trust you. But you better give it good reasons to trust you, else no consumers will have a reason to like and choose you. Which doesn't mean they'll buy from you. They could buy from another one of your outlets. They might still also just buy the dupe, because consumers are fickle that way. And so, yeah, we actually kind of don't know anything yet about what's going to happen next. Our next story. OpenAI x Stripe Agentic Commerce Protocol has the makings of a Silicon Valley catfight. If there's one thing you notice about the two recent announcements in the last couple of months from Stripe and Google on different payment commerce protocols, if you pull together the list of partners on both sides, you notice that PayPal is on one side, i.e. Google's side, and Stripe is on the other side, or OpenAI's side. That puts the two major payment competitors on opposite sides of the fence. The gold standard for commerce is really the reach of the payment network and who owns the wallet. The wallet is always going to be the commerce last mile from a payments point of view, which is, of course, the two major pillars of commerce along with logistics, which is kind of out of scope for the exercise at this moment. Previously, the largest reach of any payment provider is with scaled marketplaces, in other words, Uber, Etsy, eBay, Airbnb, Amazon, etc. And so these were the most valuable partners for payment providers. Witness, PayPal literally was birthed on the back of eBay. With LLMs, we have a new distribution game to win, with new bets to be made. OpenAI is the most promising and scaled challenger brand in the race, far outpacing others having essentially kickstarted the whole space. It makes sense that Stripe would partner with OpenAI since they are also a challenger versus the traditional payment networks and scaled incumbent payment wallets like PayPal. Curious note, Etsy is actually on the list of Google AP2 and Stripe ACP. In fact, one of the only companies on both lists. I think this fact will change as we go forward because if you're a middleman, i.e. a marketplace or a retailer or a brand or an e-commerce platform, in the long term, you don't want to be on only one of these networks, you want to be on both. But what about the platforms? As of last week's announcement, there are a lot of people in the Stripe camp, including Shopify, who was named by OpenAI right along with Etsy. However, you see other announcements from most of the other major players of any scale, in other words, Commerce Tools, BigCommerce, and Woo. Interestingly, I haven't yet seen a Stripe announcement from Salesforce or Adobe, just Google. Could be I just missed it, but I also had an Adobe sales rep slip into my DMs and LinkedIn and say they haven't made an announcement with Stripe yet. Is that purposeful or just late? Not sure. Long term, I still don't expect commerce platforms to be able to pick sides. Perhaps I'll be wrong, but the logic doesn't make sense for me that even a Stripe-powered Shopify would shut out Google Gemini or the AP2 protocol long term. I think Shopify's partnership with programs like Amazon Buy with Prime shows that Shopify long-term is willing to bend its own rules or preferences, even if it's called that same partner the evil empire in the past. Now, Google, I don't think is in that same bucket at all. And so long-term, I do feel programs will be pushed into both camps by their merchants. And yes, I do believe that these are the only two camps that matter, Google and ChatGPT or OpenAI. Payment wallets, however, may be forced to pick sides due to the Google, PayPal, and Stripe OpenAI alliances that are already being formed. To wrap up this story, in a quote actually attributed to Vladimir Lenin, which has never been confirmed, there are weeks where decades happen, and it appears we just have gone through one of those weeks. The OpenAI and Stripe announcement to collaborate with Etsy and Shopify on instant checkout within ChatGPT created a lot of new kings at the same time. First of all, Etsy for the relevance and inclusion. Second, it really elevates Stripe to the center of commerce in this new world and pulled along for the ride as one of the first big partners is Shopify. What's not yet clear to me is the role that Shop Pay is playing in the whole equation. Clearly, the Shopify checkout will be the surface which will drag along Shop Pay. But this will also elevate non-Shop Pay Stripe checkout protocol called Stripe Link as well. And regardless of your stance on AI, there is a lot of purchase influence coming from ChatGPT as the leader in this space coming soon, and some percentage of that will buy directly in ChatGPT. And even if they don't, this still increases OpenAI's ability to influence you by ChatGPT's new product specification, which allows you to, what Scott Wingo calls, content and context data into the ChatGPT engine for consideration by their LLM. Decades definitely just happened, and we will keep paying attention to it here on the Watson Weekly. It's that time, friends, for our Investor Minute. We have five items on the menu today. First, backyard game CrossNet acquired by Vivair. CrossNet, an outdoor backyard game brand, has been acquired by Canadian outdoor living platform Vivair Limited for an undisclosed amount. Second, Frasers Group acquires eBuyer out of administration. Frasers Group has acquired a UK technology retailer, eBuyer, out of administration. Frasers Group is a British retail conglomerate that owns a portfolio of brands, including Sports Direct, House of Fraser, and Flannels. Third, Gildan to acquire Hanes Brands. Apparel brand Gildan Activewear will acquire Hanes Brands. The merger transaction implies an equity value of approximately $2.2 billion and an enterprise value of approximately $4.4 billion for Hanes Brands. Fourth, Confido raises $20 million to build an AI operating system for CPG brands. Confido, an AI-powered finance and operations platform designed for the consumer packaged goods industry, has raised $20 million in Series A and seed funding. The new funding will be used to grow engineering and customer success teams and invest in product development. And finally, Goodship raises $25 million in Series B funding. Freight logistics data management platform Goodship has announced that it's raised $25 million in Series B funding, which will be invested in product and AI development. Did you know that RMW Commerce has another podcast? Check out the Watson Weekend for an unfiltered and lively e-commerce chat each week with me, Rick Watson, my co-host Jess Lisewski, and an array of interesting guests and topics, all focused on e-commerce. You can find it on the Watson Weekend by searching for it on iTunes, Spotify, or YouTube. That's all for this week. Till next time, Watsonians! Hi, I'm Rick Watson, CEO and founder of RMW Commerce Consulting and host of the Watson Weekly Podcast, your essential e-commerce digest. To hear new episodes of the show every Monday morning, subscribe now at rmwcommerce.com/Watson Weekly and wherever you get your podcasts.